Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Subviews. Tonight's going to be another touchy subject as we have had in the past. It's been a while since this has happened, but we're going to go ahead and give it a shot. Before we talk about anything, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the guest call-in number, 646-929-1538. And again, that guest call-in number is 646-929-1538. Okay. So, over the last few days, week or so, there's been a lot of buzz over at NBC. They've been doing a lot of promotional stuff where Dave's 50th is concerned, a lot of different interviews and such. And there was a love promo that was released. It was basically dedicated to many of the couples on Days of Our Lives that were loved, I guess you could say, over the years. And there was about a five-second clip of EJ and Sammy doing the tango. Well, of course, the Jammy fan base flipped out and got all excited and all that kind of fun stuff because that was, I guess, a mile marker for us because it was acknowledging that the Jammy phenomenon was still swinging and was still something to be recognized. It wasn't something to be put on the back burner. That's how we took it, and we appreciated it. Well, the reason why we're having a Days of Our Lives fan base rivalry discussion is because we are right back where we started, and I have no clue why. So let's go ahead and start back from the beginning and go over again in a short, segmented way. Because there's not a whole lot that I have to say, but it's a lot to say in a little amount of time, if any of that makes sense. You know, the biggest thing that is still going on the subject of E-Jammy and people that don't like E-Jammy is that's not a romance. He raped her. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, but this subject has been beaten with the ugly stick, and I'm really, really sick of it. And I'm going to tell you why. The cute thing is that the E-Joel fan base, not all of you. Now, before I even say anything, I'm not saying all of you do this, because you don't. E-Joel fans, EJ and Nicole, Safe fans, Lumi fans, E-Jabby fans, are all saying the same thing. Well, E-Jammy, that's a rape man. Oh, but I love EJ and Nicole. Oh, but I love EJ and Abby. They have real chemistry. Okay. I haven't done this in a long time. So we're going to do that thing that I haven't done in a long time tonight. To the E-Joel, Safe, Lumi, and E-Jabby fans who ship those couples but hate E-Jammy are full of shit. And I'm going to tell you why. And they know they're full of shit. That's my point. They know they're full of shit because they'll sit there and say, oh, he raped her. Oh, I get it. So if EJ is with Nicole, it's not the same thing. Oh, well, because she wasn't the victim? Okay, I get it. So because Nicole wasn't the one he raped, it's okay. He's a rapist, but it's okay. Sammy and Rafe. Well, she's a rapist and an attempted murderer, but hey, she didn't do it to Rafe, so that's okay. She didn't do it to Lucas, so that's okay. Yes! Stupid you sound, and how tired that I am and others are of hearing you say this same bullshit about how, and beating a dead horse, that's the one thing you can come up with? He writes her. That's not love. Oh, but they can be with the people that you want to ship. Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are not literate, or for those of you that are not, well acquainted with definitions of different types of words, that's called hypocrisy, okay? Now, EJ is quote-unquote dead, and Sammy is returning with a vengeance to Salem. And we have all these different promotions going on, and we have all these different stories going on, and all this stuff, 50th anniversary, rah, 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 here we go. A little fraction of airtime. and you're sitting over there stomping your feet and crying like little schoolgirls because you and your little fan base haven't been honored in a promo yet. Cry me a river, okay? Now, I can sit back here and I can say to Lumi fans, Safe fans, whatever, I respect you for liking your fan base. Do you have to come at us with hypocrisy every time you want to have an argument? I'm sorry. If you're going to come at me with an argument, it better be valid. Because your argument of EJ raped Sammy, but it's okay for EJ to be with Nicole or Abby, it's okay for Sammy to be with Rafe or Lucas. Null and void. Null and void. What you're saying is not valid. And I'm only showing this much emotion about it because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I've gotten this fired up since all of this started. It's ridiculous that this is your argument and this is all you've got. And when you're attacked with the truth, the inconvenient truth, when you're attacked with it, you don't have anything to say. Rafe didn't rape Sammy. Well, Sammy raped other people. What do you got to say about that? You want your holier-than-thou Rafe to be with a rapist? Attempted murderer? A kidnapper? Just accept that you're a hypocrite and move on. You know you're a hypocrite. So I ask you, you don't have anything to say about it. This is supposed to be an exciting time for all of us as Dave fans, and all you've got is to sit around and complain. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that the Jammy fan base hasn't complained because we got the sour end of the stick with the end of our story. It sucks. But you know what? I'm not one of the jammies that sits around and attacks your fan base for no reason with an argument that isn't valid. Call me arrogant. I don't really care. Whenever I say I don't like Lumi, it's nothing that attacks your fan base. It's not an invalid argument. Call me cocky. I don't care. I've tried to defend everybody, all the Days fans as a whole. And whenever this sort of thing goes on, it completely kills my vibe. And I'm just like, there's no point. There's no point in this. We can't be a united front if you keep doing things that divide us. And that's the end of my rant. We've got exciting things to look forward to, in my opinion. Grab the bone that you're thrown and get over it. Never seen people in my life whine like half of you do. And you know what? I have been viciously attacked by other fan bases, and you know, they've said that I'm arrogant and I'm all these different things and I think I'm God and all that other bull crap. You know what? Out of sight, out of mind, I could give a shit less what you think of me. I've done nothing but try to shine light on the issues and to give you news when I've got it. And, you know, that's been what it is. And, frankly, you know, if you've got an issue with me, don't listen to my show. Don't get on my Twitter. And, you know, back in the time during when we were doing the Code of Silence, you know, I would read people, you know, other fan bases saying, you know, that I was bullying my listeners into doing what I told them to. They don't have a valid argument. They don't have a leg to stand on. They are a joke. And they know it. And you know what? Guarantee you that when I'm sitting here in this room and I look on my list of callers, whenever my computer's acting right, any time that my list of callers actually work, in the time that I have sat here and stared at this little list right here, do you know that one of you cowards has ever called? You won't. You won't. You won't. And again, you won't. I've begged some of you to. There's one in particular, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. She's an E. Joel fan. And I've begged her. I've egged her on. I've been a child and said, come at me and say it on the air that you think this way. She's a coward. And she won't. She's a keyboard ninja. She just sits back there and just types those little vicious messages and attacks all these fans. That's all she knows how to do. She's going to get a brass pair in her panties and call. She won't. That coward, I would shut her down so quick. I am over the drama. I'm telling you right now that the drama within our fan bases, within our Dave's family, has been so ridiculous that I'm ready to go the front of the line to shut that shit down. We were in a love promo. Guess what, you dumb asses? You're going to get your own too. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, but this is the next thing I'll say. They'll say, oh, well, finally, we were given the recognition that we deserved. I can't believe that those jammies were given a 5-second segment. There you go. Obsessing over something you have no control over. Get over it. You got what you wanted. EJ's dead and Sammy's gone. Cry me a river. Okay? There's a part of me that almost wishes that Rafe was the serial killer. Just so that his halo could be knocked off. Oh, man, I'm so over it. My blood pressure's probably through the roof. You know, it's been pretty interesting. I've really enjoyed days the last week or so. And I think we're going to continue to enjoy it. You know, Sammy's back, ready to fight. I'm thinking that it definitely has something to do with EJ. And what happened to him. I think she knows something's off. There's no telling. But in the next week, you're going to find out who the necktie killer is. And there's been different speculations about who it is. You know, some people are like, oh, no, it is Chad. It is. No, it's not. In my opinion, it's not. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. But there's been speculation that it's Ben. There's been speculation that it's Clyde. Justin. I haven't heard too many people say Rafe. I don't think it's Rafe, you know, but, Justin would make sense just because he's out to get to the mirrors. I don't know what's going on with him. Justin would make sense to me. Ben would make sense to me. Clyde would obviously make sense to me. So I don't really know. But there's been a lot of speculation about it and, it'll be interesting to see who it is because his face will be shown and it is a he, it's not Abby. I know there's been some speculation about that. But it's not. It's not Abby. It's a man. We just lost Paige. She died. And then we're going to lose somebody else. The attacker's going after Marlena next. But I don't think she's going to be killed. I just don't see that happening. If she does, I'll absolutely die. I don't think. Actually, I know. Almost know that it's not going to be Marlena that goes. It might be an attempt. But that would just, that really, really shake the house. I don't think that they're going to take it to that level. Andre's fixing to be back in the next week or two. 2 weeks, I think. End of September, we'll see him. And then Sammy will be a week or two, maybe a week and a half later. I'm going to be MIA. We'll be actually doing a... Let me see and double-check this before I say it out loud because I'm not 100% sure about it. Are you going to pull that? Thanks. Yeah. I'll be doing a special show October 4th. And it's going to be a lot of fun because... we're going to be in a different location whenever it takes place. So it's going to be really exciting. Location. If you are in this location, whenever we do the show, and you find out that we're there. Because I'll make an announcement about it whenever it goes down. But if you're in that location, we'd love to meet you. Jenny will be with me. And so we'd love to meet some of you guys if you're out in the area. And then when we're traveling through our different destinations, if you're in any of those and you'd like to meet us, I'm down. Let's do it. So that's going to be really exciting. I just can't wait. Sorry for all the energy that I threw in your face all at one time. It just really, really frustrated me. And it's really upsetting me that this is still going on. They're constantly browbeating us, and I don't understand it. And I don't think it's ever going to go away, is the problem. I know there's been vicious Jamie fans out there, too. I've seen some viciousness from them. And I'm like, hey, chill out. We don't like when they treat us that way, so you don't treat them that way, okay? So let's just try to pull together. You know, it's just not worth it. We all need, I know that we're going to have our differences. And I have listeners that we agree to disagree, you know. So it's just all about, you know, your perspective on it and if you can handle the fact that some people have a different opinion than you. So let's just try to come together because at the end of the day, days is not going to be around forever. So we've really got to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and be a family and agree to disagree and support our show. So anyway, next Sunday will be, I believe, I don't know, I have two more Sundays. One of my last two shows before I go on my mystery trip. So excited. Oh, God. It's all going to come out in the wash. It'll either be something that entertains us or it's going to be something that we hate. I mean, inevitably, that's what's going to happen. There's no getting around it. We're either going to like what we see or we're not going to like what we see. And there's going to be people that don't like it and there's going to be people that do. Let's leave it at that. So, next Sunday, same time, same place, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Follow me on the Twitter at 3D Soap Reviews. Find us at YouTube on Courtney Tripp TV. And 3D Soap Reviews on Facebook. You can add me on Facebook. If you have any questions or if you want to discuss the storylines or upcoming stuff, anything that I'm allowed to tell you, of course, we'll talk about. There's some things that I'm not and some things that obviously I am. So it's been a blast trimming my head off and getting emotional about something that I have no control over, something that I just chewed you out for. But at the end of the day, all I care about is our show and it succeeding. And, of course, praying that one day EJ is resurrected from the dead and we have EJ back. We, meaning the EJ fans, because the last thing we need is you guys getting mad about that too. So, I will see you guys next Sunday, same time, same place, 5:30 Central Standard Time. I love you guys. Have a great night.